Good morning. It is a cold morning here in Texas, which is uncharacteristic for this time of year, but I have no complaints. I am loving it. I am your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today's topic is, if God is real, then why does he allow bad things to happen? I decided to do this post because a friend of mine, excuse me, who was a non-believer, kept posting this question every time she would watch the news. And it's a legitimate question now. Let me start by saying good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people. And if God is in control of everything, how can he allow this when you've been living right and you're kind and you're loving and you help? And so, this one particular friend, she's like, maybe I'd like to believe in God, but I don't understand. So I'm going to try to break this down for you to the best of my ability. And the evil in the world does not come from God. And I can't answer anything for God, really. And I don't understand God fully, if I'm being perfectly honest. And I don't believe any of us ever will because he's God. But let me tell you a couple of things that I do know. We cannot blame God for the evil in the world. Evil comes from Satan. People don't even like to say his name anymore. They just say the enemy, and I'm guilty of that too, but let's call him who he is. He's Satan. He deceived Adam and Eve, and it's been cray cray ever since. People also don't believe in Satan. They think that that's some made up cartoon character, a little red character with a cape and horns. Let me assure you that Satan is real. And his whole agenda is to turn the whole world against Jesus and God. But we are assured that someday evil will be banished. There's a spiritual war going on between Satan and God and Satan and the angels. And someday all evil will be cast into everlasting fire. That's in Matthew 25:41. So the way things are right now will not always be. Even though these bad things happen to us, we know that God can give us victory over the evil in the world. And if you're a sensitive person like myself, certain things that you see on the news, it just really, man, cuts you to the core. It makes you do the ugly cry. Because you just don't understand what in the world is going on. Where are you, God? I know you see this. Where are you? Because you know that he's all powerful, and that he has what it takes to prevent evil and suffering. And yet I know from personal experience, all of the bad things that have happened in my life, whether I caused them or someone else caused them, he has worked them out for my good. And I'm not just saying that, y'all. I'm totally serious right now. Maybe we should be asking ourselves a different question. What is the purpose of the suffering? What is the purpose of the loss? Suffering can help you develop character. Paul tells us in Romans 5 that suffering helps us to endure, and endurance builds character. And you have character when you can handle tough situations. these horrible things that are going on in the world right now. It's getting our attention. And sometimes we need a shake up. We need a wake up call. And it's unfortunate that it has to come at the detriment of others. So even if we cannot understand the exact whys behind the things that God allows, we can still know and receive comfort and strength from God because He cares about us. I love the movie The Shack, and one of my favorite lines, I'm just going to quote it. Mac is asking God, why in the world would you allow these heinous things to happen, like what happened to my little girl? And God replies, the character, just because I work incredible good out of unspeakable tragedies doesn't mean that I orchestrated those tragedies. Don't ever assume that my using something means that I caused it or that I need it to accomplish my purposes. That will only lead you to false notions about me. Grace doesn't depend on suffering to exist, but where there is suffering, you will find grace in many facets and colors. I don't think I can explain it any better than that. I will say, and this is not a political statement, this is just a fact, that when someone is killed by someone else, that is the sin nature of man. Whether they are killed with someone else's hands or by a machete or with a gun, that is the sin nature of man. God didn't do that. He did not do that. We need to learn to see God in the midst of bad things. So I'm sure those of you who have gone to church for any amount of time know the story of Job. Job chapter 1, verse 8 says, there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God and forsaked evil. And the Bible tells us that Satan wanted to test Job's faith and asked God to let him bring tragedy into Job's life. And God gave Satan permission to bring trouble into Job's life. And in a single day, Job's children were killed. His sheep and shepherds were burned in a fire. Many of his servants were killed. Many of his animals were stolen. Now, most of us, that's enough to put us in the nut house. Excuse me. And yet Job remained faithful. He even was plagued with sores all over his body. And his work was like, dude, give it up. Curse God and die. This is ridiculous. Nope. Job wouldn't do it. He would not do it. He never stopped believing and loving and following God. And because he stuck to it, his health was restored, his wealth was restored, he was given children. It's just a really beautiful story and a testament to the faithfulness of God. And it should bring comfort to those of you who are suffering. Joseph is another similar story where just after tragedy, everything comes full circle and where he was at the bottom, now he's at the top and he can be in a position to help his family. But he suffered, y'all. His own brothers plotted to kill him. They threw him in a well. He was sold to someone. The person that he worked for, the wife, accused him of trying to rape her when it was the other way around. He was thrown into prison. I mean, you name it, this poor man suffered it. And yet, in the end, Job was elevated. He was promoted. He forgave his family for the things that they had done. They were reunited. It's just a beautiful, beautiful story. You know, God never intended for human trafficking to exist, or racism, or all of this pride and jealousy, lust and greed. He meant for the earth to be a paradise, a good place. But when Adam and Eve rebelled against God and sinned against God, that caused suffering and death. So this was never his intention. This is why I know everything is not orchestrated by him. Now, don't fall into the trap of God's angry with me like I used to be. Every time something bad would happen, God's angry with me. And I would try to think, what did I do to piss him off, basically. And that's not the way to think. God loves you. He loves everyone. And you can have the pity party, why me, why me, why me. Some things happened to me because there was a lesson that I needed to learn. Some things happened to me because I caused them through sin or just bad decision making, just poor decision making, immaturity or rebellion. So everything that bad, everything that happens that's bad, it's not from God. Oh, there's so much we can say. But I can tell you, in trying to recover from the pains and the challenges of life, you need to acknowledge your need for God. You need to read God's word. You need to have other people pray with you, fellowship with others, serve, stay connected with the body of Christ. Be thankful for the things that he did not allow to happen. Oh, y'all just have no idea. Probably more bad stuff could happen if God didn't send his angels to intervene. I pray that I've given you some insight into why God allows things to happen. And again, I don't have all the answers, y'all. I'm just sharing what the Holy Spirit gives me. And yet I do know that God is real. He is who he says he is. He can do what he says he can do. And remember to pray, Lord, help me through this. And what is it that you want me to learn from this? And if there's anything I've done to cause this trial in my life, please show me. Everything's not God's fault. It just isn't. Well, I apologize for the cough and sounding like a frog. I'm a little under the weather. I think it's just allergies. But anyway, I hope you got something out of the message today. And as always, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.